Good morning, Kerry.
Barbara Lawton told her supporters in an email that she's getting out of the race for personal reasons, which is almost never the case in these situations. What's really going on?
Well, you know, I'm not sure, and she has some right to privacy, but I can tell you that when I was a state senator and I was thinking of running for Congress, which was a bit of a jump, not quite as much as running for governor, I quickly realized as I was preparing to run how stressful it can be, how tough it is to raise money, how awful it is to beg people for money, how you're away from your family for the better part of a year, how you're really sort of disconnected from everything besides this one single goal. If I had to make a guess, maybe over the last month or so, she came to the conclusion that this just didn't feel right to her. And so for personal reasons, in other words, authentically personal reasons, she decided to drop out. So that's pure speculation on my part, but I'm trying to convey how tough it is to be a candidate and a politician. And, you know, to a lot of us on the outside, it looks awfully easy. You know, these people seem calm, they seem controlled, but it's a very stressful, conflict-filled life, and maybe it just wasn't right for her.
Because it would seem to observers like my fellow reporters and I that Barbara Lawton had been positioning herself to run for governor for many years. And so you're telling us that it would not be all that unusual to make a seemingly abrupt decision to give up on a goal that they've set for themselves for a long time?
I think we have to remember what the position of lieutenant governor entails. In her case, what it meant was is that she won a statewide primary for lieutenant governor against the state senator who, in fact, had been endorsed by Jim Doyle running for governor. And ever since then, in a sense, she's been relatively passive. She wins the primary, so she's on the ticket with Jim Doyle. Jim Doyle gets elected essentially on his part, then runs for re-election and gets re-elected. And so for the last 8 years, politically, she really hasn't had to carry the burden that a governor would have to carry, both politically and legislatively. And so shifting from lieutenant governor to potential governor was perhaps something of a reality check on her part.
How much pressure does this put on Tom Barrett to make up his mind soon whether or not to run?
Well, I think there's pressure for him to make up his mind, but not pressure that can force him to run if he doesn't want to. We really have to remember that parties in modern-day America are pretty weak. You know, there aren't any cigar-chomping bosses who turn to one person and say, tonight's not your night, kid, you know, sort of like in cricket boxing or something.
Sure, but if Barrett doesn't run, somebody's going to have to build up the support base and raise a lot of money and do it in a fairly short amount of time.
I think we have to realize that the state legislature is the farm team for Wisconsin politics and that both parties have a very deep bench there. And these legislators, men and women, are relatively anonymous to us out and around the state, but they know state government. And in fact, there have been a lot of governors and lieutenant governors who have come from the state legislature. And in terms of name recognition, you know, all you need is $1 million and you become well known. And so I'm going to guess that over the next couple of weeks, assuming Tom Barrett does not run, which is what I would guess, is that we're going to see three or four state legislators step forward and say, I'm going to try this.
Mordecai Lee, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for calling, Terry.